Matthew chapter 2. Now, after Yeshua was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he demanded of them where the Messiah should be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you a governor shall come, who shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go, and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, so that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Miriam his mother, fell down, and worshipped him, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned by Elohim in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they had departed, behold, the angel of Yeshua appears to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt. And was there until the death of Herod, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken from Yeshua by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I have called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, was exceeding angry, and sent forth soldiers, and killed all the children who were in Bethlehem, and in all its borders, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying, In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are no more. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of Yeshua appears in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus reigned in Judea in the stead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, although, being warned by Elohim in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene.